T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Dom Giordano on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
Okay, welcome in, everyone. We're going to go to one of our all-time favorites, listeners in the top three of anything we've done with Speaker Series, Cheryl Atkinson, who has a new book coming out in November, Slaying It. We'll give you the full, the rest of, well, Slaying It, How the News Media Taught Us to Love Censorship and Hate Journalism. But she has a piece out. I'm not sure if she did this on her TV show, Collusion Against Trump, The Timeline. And this goes back much earlier, back to 2011 is the first on her timeline. Let's bring in Cheryl Atkinson here on Talk Radio 1210. Hey, Cheryl, welcome back, and thank you very much for joining us.
Well, good morning. Thank you for having me.
Well, and the new book is out in November, right?
Yep, late November. You can pre-order now. Great for Christmas to shed some light on a lot of this stuff that's going on in the media environment.
And my biggest criticism, I don't know about yours on the TV show or Twitter, Cheryl, or sort of leaning into the book, is just how lacking in curiosity they are about the policy issues that are going on during the pandemic. You know, drilling down about these decisions made on nursing homes, when to reopen, how to reopen. It's two things. They attack Trump, give us a daily death count, and then heroes on the front lines. And that seems to be about the extent of the interest.
Well, the slice of what we're covering in the news is so narrow, you're missing whatever really is going on in the world. And in the beginning, like you, I sat and watched a lot of these White House Task Force news conferences and wished I could have been there to ask the logical questions that I didn't see asked, such as what models these wild projections were based on. Did not CDC, after billions of dollars provided to them for pandemic response, have their own experts that could also make projection models so we didn't have to rely on these ones we know nothing about and get a better range of possibilities? Why with the mask turnaround? I mean, think of how absurd it is. We now have people who 2 months ago were not wearing masks at the government's direction, scowling and shaming people who were wearing masks. Now some of the very same people are wearing masks, scowling and shaming at the people who are not and who are doing exactly what they were doing 2 months ago, just based on a turnaround recommendation from the government. So, you know, these are some things we should be, like you say, more curious about and asking a lot more questions about.
Absolutely. Now, I was really intrigued with your timeline. I happen to see it at Zero Hedge, where they you talk about, this goes back pretty far, right? This goes back to 2011, where this stuff starts.
Yeah, I mean, I've been building this for a long time, and I keep adding to it. So it's very long if you want to sit down and either look at chunks of it or just read it to get a big picture of, you know, this didn't start in 2016. This is a problem that was born inside our intelligence community with spying on U.S. citizens, political figures, and journalists. And if you start to read what happened prior to 2016, you come away with a conclusion that what else could happen but what happened, because the abuse of power was not checked. And this is exactly where we were headed all along. And I think fairly early on, as the documentary evidence came in, and as the Russia collusion story fell apart, the second one that developed, which for whatever reason Robert Mueller didn't investigate, was the collusion against Trump. It began to look like there was a very clear intelligence operation against the candidate Trump and then President Trump. And I think when you just look at the timeline of events, it becomes pretty clear.
Absolutely. Now, are you in the camp, or are you saying on your show, or are you prepared to say that you believe President Obama was involved in this?
I have no idea, no. I don't have any evidence the president of any documentary evidence of President Obama's knowledge. But I will say, much like Fast and Furious, which is the gun-running illegal operation the U.S. conducted to put weapons in the hands of Mexican gun cartels, I will say that, you know, there was, of course, White House evidence that was never released, was covered up and withheld. But I know that at the FBI, they can't do an interview on anything with the press without going all the way to the top. So I certainly know if they were going to do a border crossing gun running operation, which is an act of war in a foreign country when you move guns like that, I believe the president did know about it, but I don't have the documentary evidence because they wouldn't release it. Same here. I believe any spying on a political campaign, or let's say surveillance, let's take their word for it, that they somehow suspected that people in the Trump campaign were tied up with Russia. I believe that would have had to have gone to the president for notification and planning. And there is some evidence that he was in on some of these discussions, or they were briefing him, but I don't have the documentary evidence to say that very serious charge is a fact.
That's well put. Now, here's the thing that I've had this, maybe you've had too, with some of the people on. I'm not saying it's not people in power using this, but it was refined, I think, with some of the Obama operatives, Cheryl, that you first came to our attention a lot, even though you were very prominent, about how dogged and thorough and journalistically super on Benghazi. So by the time everything comes out on Benghazi, they fall back to say, don't you guys ever quit? That was a year ago, 2 years ago, 3 years ago, 5 years ago. So it's delay, 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 stonewall, and then say it's a distraction. Why are you bringing up Benghazi? Same thing is happening now with many in the media. They're billing this by Trump just as a distraction from everything. And we know that politicians will use things that are useful to them. But if it's stonewalled forever and then it comes out through Flynn, isn't it something you can cover and talk about now?
Of course. I mean, I set forth some of these, I call them PR strategies, a couple of years ago, way before all of this. And the strategy, one of them is what you said, to delay and delay. And then when it comes out, a phrase they often would use is old news. Like,
yes,
they make sure you don't know the information. And when you finally get it, it's been long enough, they say, that's old news. A second thing they do in general is drip, drip, leak, leak, a little bit of the bad information that they know is going to come out at a time. So that when it finally comes out, it doesn't sound shocking because you've been chewing on it for so long. And so little of it comes out at any one time, you don't stand back and look at the big picture, which is what I try to do with the timeline. But yeah, there are a lot of tactics that are used by people that try to spin us on information, and those are some of them.
Absolutely. Where do we find you, Cheryl? The TV show, your website, etc. And I put up on my Twitter, but they can go and follow this timeline. As I said, what caught my eye is it goes way back to 2011, the genesis of this, not necessarily thinking Trump is going to be president, we're going to stop him, but how all this had to happen almost. If you had someone that wanted to weaponize it, it was moving along, and somehow or another, it wasn't covered thoroughly. Where do we find all this?
And let me say, I think it was more than just candidate Trump who was followed. As he became more and more serious of a candidate, focus really honed in on him. But I suspect, based on what my sources have said in the past, that other candidates, as well as journalists like me and other journalists, were also surveilled and followed and searched. But if you go to CherylAtkinson.com, you don't even have to spell my name right in a search. It'll usually come up. I'll put the timeline at the top of my page. And there's also, there's a couple timelines under Special Investigations tab. There's a timeline as well on Obama surveillance, the Obama-era surveillance, which expands even further, not just specific to Trump, the surveillance done on journalists and political figures and so on over the years, which is part of what bad actors in the intel community were so worried Trump and Lieutenant General Flynn were going to expose and clean up when they came into office, and why they had to get rid of Flynn so quickly if possible.
Absolutely.
And I try to cross-post my work at CherylAtkinson.com, whether it's on Full Measure or The Hill or wherever I write, And do you have time for one more little note?
Oh, sure. Go right ahead, Cheryl. Yes.
If you go to Full Measure under my website, there's a Full Measure tab. All the stations are listed there, plus the ways to watch on the website, live and replay, and an app that we have called Stir, how to watch there. So there's plenty of ways you can see off-narrative, factual, unbiased news, even binge-watching the past cover stories we've done if you've missed what else is going on in the world and you're wondering.
It is tremendous stuff. Cheryl, good luck with the new book, and certainly we'll want to talk with you when we get near November.
Thanks so much.
Dom Giordano, weekdays 9 till noon on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.